Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, November the 28th, 333rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is the PR guy for the County of Humboldt, Sean Quincy.
How's it going, Brian?
I'm here, you're here, and...
Can't be too bad, right?
Yeah, life is okay.
Yes.
This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about public comment. What is it? How viable is it? What are some of the things that are taken out of it? And also, are there easier ways or better ways to get public comment? So we'll talk about commenting in public when we come back.
Oh, this is great. Buffalo burgers and grilled ribs, live country music. Hey, we're here in Fernbridge at the Angelina Inn for the Country Jam and Cowboy Buffet. We got Mike Riley and the Yager Creek Boys live on stage with a lot of the best musicians sitting in. We got chili, cornbread, potato salad, hot wings, buffalo burgers, grilled ribs. We got $2 domestic beers and a buck off the rest of the brews. You ought to be here right now and every Sunday, noon to 4, the Angelina Inn's live country jam and cowboy buffet. AngelinaInn.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sean Quincy. But before we do, our quote this afternoon, let's see. This comes from Ernest Benn. I don't know. Wish I heard of him. Yeah. Politics is the art of looking for trouble, finding it whether it exists or not, diagnosing it incorrectly, and applying the wrong remedy.
100% true.
You're right? Nodding your head on that one, dude.
Nationally, especially, right?
Yeah, well, you know, national, state seems to be doing a bang-up job on that as well.
Right, right.
I don't know anymore. When the electeds, well, let me step back. Not even the electeds. When the county or a governmental body is looking for public interaction, public comment, why?
For... billion reasons, right? That's one of the things that's the heart and soul of what we do is we need public input to know what to do.
So you're saying we don't have leaders, we have representatives.
That's ideally, right? That's what it's supposed to be.
I don't know. That's always a question I'll ask any of the
mixture of both
campaigns. Are you a leader or are you a representative? Mm-hmm. What's the difference? Well, a leader makes their own decision
on their own, right?
Right. Uh-huh. And a representative, and of course, we really don't need to have a body there. We can all just vote tonight at 6 o'clock electronically on the website and say thank you very much.
Sure. And there's times when you need to have leaders too, right? When you,
I hope,
right?
Otherwise we're really getting hammered,
right? there's a million reasons why you need to have public comment.
So you get comment in. I have always argued that there are certain people, not individuals, but certain profiles of people whose opinion should be weighted very heavily, should carry an awful lot of weight, and those who really are more like the gnat. They're buzzing around and they're a pain and they're really not adding anything into the experience.
That's an interesting comment. What's your rationale for that?
If you know what you're talking about, mm-hmm. great. If you have a succinct impression, wonderful. If you're just thinking that your opinion counts as much as anybody else's because you suck down oxygen, no. No, you don't. Kind of like, well, with anything else, you know, a customer, I argue, a customer isn't a customer. You have high value customers, low value customers, people who never spend, but they want to come in and they want to hear everything about everything in the store. They're time wasters. So how do you delineate or differentiate, or does the county, between the expert, between the informed comment, or somebody who's just lipping off because they want to either be on TV or have their name on some official record somewhere?
Well, I think what you said about the customer, I think that there's a little bit of a difference when you're talking about a business and a government entity, right? You know, the customer is somebody who is voluntarily paying and buying your product, but the government, everybody's, you know, the taxes support it, so it's a public entity, and so everybody is guaranteed, is supposed to be guaranteed the right to comment on something. And sure, when those comments come in,
speaking,
definitely the value of them are evaluated.
Yeah, but on the receiving end, you can choose to dismiss real quickly. See, I think there's a bunch of things I think that probably put me out on the ledge. If you don't vote, you can't comment. If you're not motivated enough to either drop something in the mail or show up once every 2 years to vote, I'm sorry. You're not an active part of the society, of the community. You have not earned the right to have your opinion count.
And
pretty draconian.
Sure. But and I get what you're saying, especially when it comes to the vote. You know, that's if that's the way to get your voice heard and you choose not to do it, then that's up to you.
Well, I'm thinking, I don't know how long you thought I would go without mentioning the general plan. But the general plan, you got people who didn't say squat
right
for 12 years. Now, all of a sudden, they've decided that they're going to weigh in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe their circumstances have changed. So what?
Mm-hmm.
The process is well underway. Public comment has been taken. That time is past.
Right.
But I don't hear those words being said.
Right. Well, and that, I mean, when people comment on something like the general plan that has been in the process of being updated for so long, it doesn't necessarily mean that things need to be implemented right away or that they need to be implemented at all. You know, I'm sure that a lot of people wouldn't like to hear that, but it doesn't mean that the opportunity for people to comment on it is gone. There's still the opportunity to comment on it and see
how
you can make those changes.
But these groups that came in last minute,
mm-hmm.
Okay, now are they trumping everything that everybody else has said? Is that eliminating? Is that slowing it up? Did they not come in when time was ripe? Did they wait till later on?
Well, and I'm sure you would agree, it depends on the value of what they're saying, right?
You mean whether or not they agree with me or not? We'll consider that one during the break. It's 3:19.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggy of The Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sean Quincy. Sean, as you look at the concept of public comment,
mm-hmm.
there, one of the stunning things for me are people who are outside of a community writing and wanting to have their opinions expressed into a community.
Right.
Yeah, I've been to Elko 3 times
mm-hmm.
in Nevada. Might max out at 10 in my life. Why would I ever comment on anything that's going on in Elko other than as a tourist? But there are those who are willing to. I mean,
sure.
We see it with Richardson's Grove.
Right.
People from Timbuktu
right.
are weighing in, maybe
right.
even literally. And some of these others that it's... How do you run that through a filter? Or do you run that through a filter at the county when you're looking for public comment on any of the myriad of issues that the county is dealing with on a daily, weekly, monthly basis?
Sure, yeah. And, you know, there's actually this... I'm glad you brought it up too, Brian. There's a new feature that we're hoping to kind of release sometime next month in December where it's going to be an online public comment where people can write in on agenda issues or other topics. And within that tool that we're going to have, it's called Open Town Hall. And you guys can, people can check it out on the internet and see what it's about. But within that tool, you're going to be able to pick an issue and see where people are commenting from. So if there's an issue, say, that happens in, that's centered around Arcata, you know, if there's a lot of public comment coming from people in Fortuna, then you can do with that information what you want. But, I mean, you know, you asked about ways to filter it out. And so that's one of the ways that
now
that
you'll
we
know,
can do
you'll
it.
Know the community?
Yes. Yes, you'll know the community. And that's one of the reasons why we're choosing this service, because people register for it. You've got to use your name. They verify your address. And then you can comment on any of the issues that are up there. So I think it's going to be something that's going to be really good for the community, especially for people who can't come in for meetings and, you know, submit their public comments. It can be something that they can get out there and know that their voice is being heard.
It's interesting that this is something that the county is formulating, because there have been laments.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over the, 30 years of this show.
Right.
And I'm sure before that,
before
too.
That.
About the lack of public concern, the lack of public interest, the lack of public turning out to anything, the lack of any public discussion. Then I could see this killing. Why would I want to take away from my business day to attend a public hearing, to make a comment, to be entered into the record, if I can do it via email? So I could see that your attendance would be zeroed because, well,
at
why
the meetings, you
it's
mean?
More convenient to do the other thing than it is to show up.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be zeroed. I think there's always a lot of value in people showing up and getting face-to-face interaction with our leaders and representatives, as you talked about, especially with you know, some of the issues that are going on now. I'm sure that people would rather have that face-to-face interaction. But, you know, if you don't have the time, and this, you know, it also cuts down on the time, hopefully. Hopefully it does cut down on the time for these public meetings, because, you know, if you have 45 people commenting on something at 3 minutes a pop, you know, that's, I can't do the math, but that's about 2 hours, I guess, you know, a little bit more than 2 hours. So if you can cut down on those meetings, everybody likes shorter meetings.
Is that going to mean that the person who's in attendance, that their opinions are going to carry more weight because they made more effort to attend, to show up, to change their day, to accommodate? I would think, I mean, if I'm an elected, no doubt about it. If you bust your chops, it's important enough for you to show up here instead of to send me an email. Oh, yeah. Multiples of four or five.
Well, at the public comment period during meetings, you know, there is that chance for
interaction or whatever,
right,
it might
right, where
to
you
be.
Can yeah. ask questions and perhaps get a response. And online, there's going to be a little bit of that, but definitely not not as much.
Unless you've got a whole lot of time.
Yes. yeah. Well, hopefully it won't be taking up too much of my time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know,
unless you come on.
One of the comments that a lot of people have had that are supervisors about how much free time they have to be able to answer all these various emails
right,
that they
yeah.
get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I keep on hearing people say that they only need to come in, you know, once a month or once a week. And yeah, gosh, if they do that. Jeez, these guys bust their
My buddy
there.
Sean. It's going to be like whack-a-mole. New little game for the soups. My buddy Sean. KINS, news and information time is 3:30.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater's 29th season has 6 treats for its audiences. By next summer, it will have presented 2 musicals, 2 comedies, 1 contemporary drama, and a Shakespeare classic at its theater in downtown Eureka. Now playing is Anything Goes, a revival of a musical about antics on an ocean liner featuring Cole Porter's timeless music. Coming in January is American Buffalo, a revival of a Broadway drama about 3 small-time crooks who plan to steal a coin collection. Shakespeare's The Tempest comes in March, followed by Next to Normal, a musical with a contemporary score. The season wraps up with a comedy titled The Allergist's Wife. For details about the North Coast Rep season, visit their website, www.ncrt.net. That's www.ncrt.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and activities that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sean Quincy, Public Information Officer for the County of Humboldt. Well, you just checking in to make sure that you're not too popular here and you got somewhere
exactly,
better to go?
Exactly. Well, I got people texting me telling me what to tell you.
Oh.
Make sure I get my points across.
Oh, I see. That's what it is. You betcha. It's not that it's your turn on the crossword puzzle.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah. How are you going to know, Sean, that if this new concept that the county is putting in about having email interaction, or not interaction, but comment submission,
mm-hmm.
is something that is working? I would like to think it's not poundage.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's, I think one of the things that we can use to find out if it is working is just by the sheer number of people who start commenting, you know, and if these if the number of people who are at the meetings start to go down or not. But I think just by the popularity of some of these things, I think is a good way for us to judge.
And you, a ton of reaction.
Yeah.
If you ask the right question.
Right.
But is it really valid? Is it something that can be used or not?
You mean the
not?
Comments?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Talk about, the encampment around the courthouse would have been one that could have
sure.
lit you up. I can remember 20 years ago smoking inside the building or not.
Uh-huh.
That's still, I think, the number one all-timer that we've had with the telephone opinion poll here.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had 8 or 10,000 responses.
Wow, huge.
Yeah, in one. To a 12-hour period.
Wow.
10-hour period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can get response.
Uh-huh.
But, okay. If there's got to be another matrix that you're looking at as a reference point for the validity of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's, I don't know, you can get a general sense, right, of what different people are saying and different groups of people are saying. You know, there's going to be... another great feature on there where you can kind of link commenters together and see what issues they are all supporting or not. And so
you guys can as the receivers?
Everybody will be able to see that.
Oh, okay. So you can link it with one individual
right.
or, I guess, a subject line or
yeah, you
a
can,
box that's
you know,
clicked
you can,
or something?
You can link up to, you can, you know, click on a person. You can see what other issues they've supported. I think on most of these things, we're going to have, you know, an option on there to say whether you support it or not. And so you can quickly kind of find out from a group of people what issues they tend to lean in the favor of.
So if I'm a one-trick pony
sure.
and all I do is beat up on one thing,
sure,
you're going to be able to sort that bad
yeah,
boy
be able
pretty
to
quickly
that,
and go,
you know,
okay, here he is again.
And just, you know, do with it what we want. Just because somebody's...
delete.
Well, just because somebody's, you know, beating the horse on one thing doesn't mean, you know, man down. That's, you know, that's... We're not going to think it's valid at all. It's just, you know, something else to throw in there.
So you'll be able to sort it then by topic, by individual,
yeah.
by community?
By community, by, you know, how close you are to a specific issue, especially if it's something, you know, like, say, the courthouse, where it's area-specific, we'll be able to see, you know, okay, is everybody within, you know, 2 miles of this? How are they generally feeling? Within 5 miles, 10 miles.
Oh, so there's a geographic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would that be your street address?
Street address, right. Right.
Now
and when you enter all your profile information, they verify your street address, but that's not shared with, you know, anybody in the public. It'll say, I think it'll say your town, but won't say your, you know.
So it would be Brian Town
right.
rather than Brian Boonerno
right.
or
right.
anything like
don't
that.
Don't give out too much information, bro.
I've said it too often. I think it's in the phone book.
I've heard Booner
I know the
and Boone is different.
Booner. Don't
that's,
let anybody
that's,
screw
that's
with
the
you.
Locals, right? That's
Booner.
That's, the,
that's it. It's over.
That's it, right?
Yeah,
that's what I've heard.
Good.
I'll go with that.
Apparently, you're listening to some uninformed individuals. So as you're looking at this, obviously you want information,
right?
Obviously, you're looking for some cross referencing so that you can kind of get a sense of
sure.
of what's going on with it. Beta testing is always something that's critical. Have you guys been running it through to make sure that there's not big old snaggolies on this one?
Yeah, and there's been a lot of other communities who have already done this. I think, I can't think of any off the top of my head. I want to say San Ramon is one that is doing this, but I'm not sure.
So this is patterned off of what they're...
Right, yeah. What off of what a lot of other counties and cities are doing. I think one of the biggest things that we were concerned about is the content of some of the comments, whether or not they stay appropriate or not.
You mean the personals?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the last thing we want is for people to go on there and start insulting people.
Well, isn't that one of the big issues with the blogs and some of these
right.
other things that are, I don't do it, so I
right.
just hear second, third hand.
Yeah, and who wants to go on
taking
to
cheap shots
a comment
people.
Board where it's just insults being spewed out everywhere?
Well, and I would suggest that the county would have liability associated with
right,
that
exactly.
if it sits there.
Right. So Open Town Hall and Peak Democracy is actually the company who does it. They have software that filters out some of the
keywords.
Some of the keywords, and they actually have staff who will monitor some of these things.
I was going to ask if it was part of your
CIS
department
be,
or not.
No, it's not going to be. I'm sure I'm going to spend some time on it, but it's not going to be intent. I'm not going to be reading every single comment to make sure that it's all right. They have a process to look at these comments, and they don't. Just because a comment might have inappropriate words or insult somebody or threaten somebody, it's what I like about it is that it's not going to be completely deleted from the site. It's going to be moved to a different part of the site that'll have a disclaimer that'll say, this may contain inappropriate information or whatever. So you can still look at it that way, and they'll try to resolve it so that the commenter can change their comment and make it more in line with the policy guidelines that we have for commenting on the site.
So you're not going to eliminate those comments?
Only if it's yours.
That's
then
fair
I'll
enough.
That get it out of there.
Should be built into it. but I'm thinking liability stuff. I mean, if I say that your decision, Mr. Supervisor, is mm-hmm. made because of, and then I go into the because of, and let's say it's fictional.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a rumor that's roaring around.
Sure.
That's not going to be taken off because I know it's tough to defame a public.
Well, and that kind of
libelous. But if that's my comment.
I mean, well, that kind of stuff happens even at public comment period too, right? People accuse different people in the county government of
right,
doing
but it's
whatever.
It's not maintained then on a website for additionals to see.
It's
or legal counsel steps in.
Well, it's logged into the record. The public
yeah.
comment is still logged into the record.
Yeah, because we're certainly familiar with libel and slander.
Mm-hmm, right.
If it's not Mr. Supervisor, I'd say it's Mr. Smith who's arguing the other side of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that gets into liability.
Yeah.
And particularly if it's in writing.
Sure.
And you guys don't. I mean, we've had some explorations in doing this out here, and if it's on for more than 15 minutes, we have culpability.
Huh.
For legal action.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's something that our council is going to have to take a look at and make sure that,
yeah.
make sure that we
so
don't.
I can understand these things being pulled off, or right. maybe somebody editing them, or the magic words not being allowed.
Well, I don't know. Tell me if I've talked with council, but would it be a different thing because this is a public forum, and so
I
it's like shouting
so.
It out in the middle of the street?
It's
a good question. I'm glad you raised it.
The internet is public, right? Websites are public.
Depending, but you guys own your website.
Yeah.
And I guess we own our website too, but it's still a public thing.
Might be something to pursue.
That is a good point.
All right. Time to make
That's
a note.
That's why I come here.
So we'll take a break. KINS, News and Information. Oh, boy, it's tough sledding. That's 344. We'll be back with more from Sean Quincy.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family.
We live and we revere it, the Northwood spirit, Northwood Chevrolet.
And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:48. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sean Quincy from the County of Humboldt. Sean, the information management, I would think with this new opportunity for public commentary, mm-hmm. is going to be huge. Almost said horrific. How do you manage it? How do you do it? I mean, you just can't put more poundage on top of department heads and say, here's some more work for you.
No, yeah.
So how are you going to manage it? Are there going to be reports coming off this, summary statements that are done, the automatic tabulation stuff? I mean, how is this going to become usable, useful information that doesn't tie up staff time?
Right, no, and that's, again, that's another reason why we went with this service provider. There's another one, Granicus, who is doing the video for our meetings too, and Arcata is actually using Granicus for a commenting portion too, but that version did involve more staff time as far as reviewing the comments and things like that. But you know, with Peak Democracy, they're the ones who are going to be reviewing all this stuff, and they've got easy reports too that you can run on these things. It's pretty, you know, you can print them out in PDFs and, you know, gather reports any way that you want. And it's not something that we're going to demand all department heads to do, to take a look at these reports and assess them and things like that. If it's available, hopefully it'll be user-friendly enough to where they can make some good use out of it pretty easily and quickly. And I don't think that this is going to be centered around really controversial stuff most of the time. Hopefully it'll be, I mean, it's government, so I can, of course, understand it, but it's going to be asking for input on, you know, issues that are going on or different projects that are coming up. And hopefully it won't be, you know, something that you dread going on to. Hopefully it'll be an opportunity where people will be, you know, encouraged to go on and excited about.
We shall see, Kimosabe.
We'll see. It'll be
thanks
good.
For coming by.
All right, thanks.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Sean Quincy. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.